97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The state Supreme Court has agreed to hear a challenge to county sheriff's authority to detain immigrants. The case was filed by Voces de la Frontera, a Milwaukee-based immigrants' rights group. Executive Director Christine Nunez-Ortiz speaking at a news conference yesterday.
And we are grateful that the state Supreme Court is taking this up, because at this moment, where we are fighting authoritarianism, we need local and state protections particularly.
As of July of this year, 13 county sheriffs have signed contracts to participate in the 287G program. Wood County signed its contract in March, according to a report from the ACLU, and neighboring Marathon County signed an agreement with ICE last month. When asked about working with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Sheriff Sean Becker told WFHR that Wood County has partnered with ICE throughout his 30-year career. He said the 287G agreements came out within the last few years, and to his understanding, by signing onto the agreement, it would give the county some protections against being sued if they were asked by ICE to detain someone without a valid and legal reason.
We can't go out and enforce any ICE detainers or warrants. They're civil. But it can be enforced if you have that partnership by ICE, if that person commits a crime and comes to jail.
Wood County recently finished a $1 million jail project. Becker said if ICE asked them to detain someone long-term, he would.
If it's legally justified, yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
In September, the village of Palmyra, south of Wisconsin Rapids, was poised to be the first police department in the state to participate in the task force model of the 287G program. It would have authorized officers to make immigration arrests. The village nixed the idea several weeks ago, reports the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel.
Monday marked the beginning of Winter Vehicle Preparation Month. The Wisconsin State Patrol recommends preparing your vehicle by clearing snow and ice from your windows, lights, roof, hood, cameras, and sensors, and keeping your fuel tank at least half full throughout the winter season. They also recommend keeping an emergency kit handy, which should include warm clothing and blankets, food and water, a cell phone charger, and a first aid kit. Travelers should also make sure their tires are in good condition, as proper tire tread keeps your vehicle from slipping on snowy or icy roads. Wisconsin also has a free service to check road conditions before heading out on your travels. You can download the 511 Wisconsin app, check 511wi.com, or call 511 for information on road conditions. The gun deer hunt ended on Sunday, and preliminary figures from the DNR show that license sales and harvest rates are down slightly compared to last year. Sales for deer hunting privileges have reached over 790,000. Roughly 70% of those were for gun privileges. The remaining 30% included archery, crossbow, conservation patron, and sports licenses. Hunters registered over 180,000 deer during this year's gun deer season. This year's harvest total is down 0.8% statewide compared to last year. We're now in the statewide muzzleloader season, which runs through December 10th. The statewide antlerless-only four-day hunt begins next Thursday and runs through December 14th, and the antlerless-only holiday hunt in select farmland zone counties runs from December 24th through January 1st.
Two people and two dogs were rescued from Lake Dubé after falling through the ice on Tuesday. Portage County received the call a little before 3:30 p.m. on December 2nd that two dogs had fallen through the ice. A short time later, it was reported that a man and a woman had also fallen through the ice after trying to rescue the dogs themselves. Portage County Sheriff's Office Deputy Brad Mathwich was the first on the scene and spotted the two people 25 to 50 feet from shore struggling in the water. He immediately entered the water and rescued an 80-year-old woman and 54-year-old man, both from the township of Eau Plaine. They were checked out by medical services on the scene. The two dogs were rescued a short time later by a specialized ice water rescue unit. They were taken to a local animal shelter for treatment. Law enforcement authorities and financial experts are warning residents to be wary of scams when purchasing gifts for the holiday season. According to FBI data, consumers lost nearly $1 billion in total to non-payment scams, non-delivery scams, and credit card fraud in 2024. Experts are reminding residents to verify that the purchases they're making are legitimate and to try and use payment methods like Apple or Google Pay if they don't know the recipient. Residents should also look out for phishing scams before making an online purchase. This Sunday, Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 will host a Pearl Harbor Day remembrance ceremony with Fleet Reserve Association Branch 238. The ceremony will begin at 10 a.m. at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall on 2711 Redden Road. Food and fellowship will follow at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge at 430 West Jackson Street. Everyone is welcome to attend both events to remember and honor a date which will live in infamy. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A big win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks beat the Pistons last night at Fiserv Forum, 113-109. Giannis Antetokounmpo leaving the game early in the first quarter with a strained right calf muscle, taken to a hospital for an MRI. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about an ESPN report saying that Giannis and his agent approached the Bucks to discuss a possible trade.
And I want to make it clear, for the 50th time, it clearly is not getting the One Network, for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded, ever. I can't make that more clear.
Men's college basketball in Madison, Wisconsin over Northwestern, 85-73. John Blackwell, 26 points. The Packers, Jordan Love, named NFC Offensive Player of the Week. And volleyball tonight at the UW Fieldhouse as the Badgers face Eastern Illinois in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
The Fieldhouse has been a great home for this team this year. And we need that sucker packed both nights. You know, hopefully those fans haven't got a report, but I'm sure they're gobbling up. We need both matches to be sold out.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is really cold out there this morning, but it's not going to take long to bounce back. Mostly sunny today with a high right around 12 this afternoon. Tonight, a little snow possible. We'll drop into the single digits tomorrow. More light snow with a high in the low to mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.